Job 28. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place for gold which they refine. Iron is taken out of the earth and copper is smelted out of the ore. Man sets an end to darkness and searches out to the furthest bound of thick darkness in order to find the stones of obscurity. And he's saying that men take great risks and they dig very, very deep and dig into caves, etc., trying to find precious stones. He breaks open a shaft, a mine shaft, away from where people live. They are forgotten by the foot walking above. They hang far from men. They swing back and forth. This is a picture of miners who've dug down deep and they're swinging around very, very dangerously, risking their lives to try to find precious stones. As for the earth, out of it comes bread. Underneath it is turned up, as it were, by fire. Sapphires come from its rocks. It has dust of gold. That path no bird of prey knows, neither has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud animals have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed by there. He puts forth his hand on the flinty rock, and he overturns the mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels among the rocks. His eye sees every precious thing. He binds the streams that they don't trickle. The thing that is hidden he brings forth to light. He's talking about how men might dam up a stream so that they can explore the riverbed and try to find these precious stones. But where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Man doesn't know its price, neither is it found in the land of the living. So Job is saying that man goes around desperately trying to dig and explore the earth to find precious things, but he cannot find wisdom by his own effort of research and struggle and all that to do work hard, like digging mine shafts and damming up streams. This will not lead you to wisdom. The deep says, it isn't in me. The sea says, it isn't with me. It can't be bought for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for it. It can't be valued with the gold of Ophir. Golden glass can't equal it, neither shall it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. Yes, the price of wisdom is above rubies. In other words, you can't find wisdom by searching around, as men go around searching for precious stones when they're mining, and you can't buy it. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it. Where then does wisdom come from? Where is this place of understanding, seeing it is hidden from the eyes of all living? Destruction and death say, we have heard a rumour of it with our ears. God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole sky. He measures out the waters by measure when he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder. Then he saw it and declared it. To man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. So Job is describing in great detail the efforts to which men go to mine and to search for precious stones, and how they would love to pay lots of money to buy wisdom, and they cannot find it. But where do you find it? This is the force of the last verse. To man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. So to fear God, that is to respect God, to worship God, to love God, that is wisdom. You haven't got to go anywhere to buy it. You haven't got to dig down into the ground to find it. This is the greatest thing. This is how wisdom is worth more than rubies, more than fine gold. You can't buy it. All you can do is to accept God's desire that we fear him, love him, worship him, serve him, despite not understanding everything, despite all the suffering that Job was going through, to hang on, to keep on keeping on. That is wisdom.